Jedi Mind Pachani Paradala Mishnah Hey, Haya Aimei Begayrin, Vain Biyado Mot. Somebody who was standing in the threshing floor, and he had some grain that he wants to take Mind Pachani from that grain. And then he wants to redeem the Mind Pachani onto money. But he doesn't want to add an extra fifth. As somebody who redeems his own Mind Pachani has to add an extra fifth to the value of the redemption. But we said in the previous Mishnah, you can get around adding the extra fifth by giving the money to somebody else, and they'll redeem the Mind Pachani for you. Problem is, he has no money in the threshing floor to give to somebody else. So is there another way that he can redeem the Mayat Hashani without having to add an extra fifth? The Mishnah teaches him, he can say to his friend, I'm giving you this produce as a gift. Now he gives the produce as a gift before he takes off the Mayat Hashani. As we have said previously, you cannot give Mayat Hashani as a gift. And after he gives the produce to his friend, then he'll take off the Mayat Hashani. After he gives the Mayat Hashani to his friend as a gift, he'll then say that this Mayat Hashani should be redeemed on the money that I have in my house. So now that he's given away the Mayat Hashani, so it no longer belongs to him, so he can redeem the Mayat Hashani without adding a fifth. As only the owner of the Mayat Hashani cannot redeem the Mayat Hashani without adding a fifth, but since he gave the Mayat Hashani away, he is no longer the owner, and he can redeem it without adding a fifth. Somebody who is selling his Meister Shani. Now, even though we said previously that you're not allowed to sell Meister Shani, since Meister Shani is Mama Gavoa, Meister Shani has Kedusha and it cannot be sold. That's only if you're selling it so that the buyer will be the one to bring the Meister Shani to Yerushalayim, that you're not transferring the Kedusha onto the money that you receive in the proceeds of the sale. But in this case, you're selling the Mayat Hashani so that the seller will be the one to bring the money that he receives from the proceeds of the sale to Yerushalayim. The Kedusha of the Mayat Hashani will be transferred from the Mayat Hashani onto the money that he receives for the sale. So the sale is actually a redemption of the Meister. Through the sale, you're redeeming the Meister onto the money that you receive for the proceeds of the Mayat Hashani. In such a case, it is permitted to sell the Mayat Hashani since you're actually redeeming the Mayat Hashani. It's not similar to a regular sale. Now, if you sell the Mayat Hashani, and at the time of the sale it's worth one seller, and that's what you made up, that the buyer will give one seller for the Mayat Hashani, and the buyer did a meshicha on the Mayat Hashani, he took the Mayat Hashani from you, and he made a kinyan on it. So now the sale is sealed. He has to give you one seller for the Mayat Hashani. Below hispik lufdoso asher amar b'shtayim. But before the buyer had a chance to give you the seller, and when he gives you the seller, that's the redemption of the Meister Shani. And at the time that he gives you the seller, the Kedusha of the Meister Shani will be transferred onto the money. But now the Meister Shani has gone up in price, and now it's worth 2 cents. And since he hasn't given you the money yet, the Meister Shani has not been redeemed yet. So now, even though he's only trying to give you one seller, then that's what you made up, and the kinyan was already made, but you cannot redeem the Meister Shani for only one seller. The din is that he only has to give you one seller. And by giving you one seller, that's redemption for half of the Meister, which is now worth 2 slots. And the buyer profits with the other seller. The Meister Shani will be his. What he will do is, he'll redeem himself the other half of the Meister Shani. And that redemption will be his. The money that he redeems the Meister Shani with is his money. He could be the one to bring it to Shalayim. And he produced the Mayat Hashani and Yerushalayim with that money. Marshach mimenu Mayat Hashani. If somebody is selling his Mayat Hashani, and at the time of the Mashiach, the Mayat Hashani was worth 2 slums. So he made up that he will give you 2 slums for the Mayat Hashani. For the Hispik Lufdoso Acha Amat Bisela. And before he had a chance to redeem the Mayat Hashani, meaning before the buyer gave you the money for the Mayat Hashani, the Mayat Hashani went down in price, and now it's worth only a seller. Now, even though he already did a kinyan, so he has to give you 2 slums, even though it went down, his machayim, to give you the amount that you made up. But to redeem the Mayat Hashani, you only need one seller. Moisin lo seller mechulin, the seller shall Mayat Hashani shalom. He can give you one seller from regular money, and the other seller he can give you from his own money of Mayat Hashani. And to redeem this Mayat Hashani, he only has to give you one seller, as that's what it's worth right now. But since at the time he made the kinyan, he would try to give you 2 slums, he has to keep the promise, he has to give you two slums. But he can give you one cella from his own Meister Shaney money. The reason being is that since at the time of the sale, the Meister Shaney was worth two slums. And according to the terms of the sale, he was going to give you two slums. And when he gave you those two slums, that would be a redemption of the Meister Shaney. So the two slums he gave you would become Meister Shaney money. So even though now the Meister Shaney went down to one cella, he still has to give you two slums. And he would give you one regular cella, which would be the redemption of the Meister Shaney, which is now worth a cella. And the other cella he can give you from his own Meister Shaney money, even though normally he cannot pay off a debt with Meister Shaney money. If Meister Shaney money must be used to bring it to Yerushalayim and buy produce in Yerushalayim. But in this case, had the Meister Shaney not gone down in price, both slums that he would have given you for the sale would have become Meister Shaney money. Because by giving you the slum, that's a redemption for the Meister Shaney. And the kedusha of the Meister Shaney is transferred onto the money. So originally, at the time you made up that he would give you two slum, what was going to happen was that the two slum would become Meister Shaney money. But now that the Meister Shaney went down in price, so you only need one seller for the redemption of the Meister Shaney. So only one seller will become Meister Shaney money. So therefore, he can give you the second seller for Meister Shaney money. That way, the seller is receiving exactly what he thought he was going to receive. He's receiving two slums of Meister Shaney money. So even though normally you're not allowed to pay off a debt with Meister Shaney money, this case would be an exception. If the seller was an Amharis, somebody who's ignorant about Hilchos Trumos and Meisters, in such a case, you shouldn't give him the second seller from regular Meister Shaney money, as we're afraid. Hey, he does not know that Lachos are Meister Shaney, and he'll use that money to buy things that he will eat while he is tummy. And since what he uses to buy with that money will be Meister Shaney, he cannot eat it while he's tummy. So instead, you should give him Meister Shaney money from Demai. Demai is produce that was bought from an Amharis. We have a subject whether the Amar took off Meister's funded produce. And the Chacham Machmer, they said that you have to take off the Meister's yourself. You have to take off the Meister Shaney yourself and bring it to Yerushalayim. But the Meister Shaney from Demai is less stringent than regular Meister Shaney since it's only a subject. So therefore, you should give the Amar's Meister Shaney money from Demai, not regular Meister Shaney money.